This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and spiders in your sleep are nothing. The average Southern Californian consumes 17 ant corpses every time they eat. There's a lot of ants. That's a long joke.
I'm Brandy Posey, and sometimes I get jealous of how much sleep my skeleton's gonna get. Happy October, everybody!
I'm Tess Barker, and the only thing worth taking seriously is athleisure wear.
Agreed. And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you give secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Test. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Yeah, it's podcast.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you for being a friend.
If you're listening to this, we're recording this a few weeks before a bunch of big stuff, so Tess is already married at this point.
Yeah. You're listening to it, and I'm married, but I'm currently not married.
But you're currently so, not married, but if you're listening to this, she is married.
Yeah. This is a real
crazy fucked my way
Schrodinger's
across the
bride.
UK.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see.
I know. We're all over the place. I don't know where
real
I
time.
Am.
Yeah. Follow our Instagrams to find out what's actually happening.
Honestly,
right now.
If they're... You should be following our Instagrams anyway. Don't you want to see us? All of our selfies, all of our pet pictures. Barbara, you had a real good weird one yesterday. I liked that.
I posted a weird thirst trap.
I liked it.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Somebody called it a thirst hunt, and that made me happy.
I think it was accurate.
Yeah.
It was a topless photo with a censorship bar.
But it had a Burning Man theme. You involved Archie.
Yeah, your cat
and
was
some
just...
fucking dude was like... What? How is Burning Man? And I'm like, I'm not there. It's a joke.
Clearly my living room.
Of course. Of course he did.
If you have to ask.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's bring on our guest.
Please.
Mm-hmm. She has a special coming out on Seed and Spark called Everything is Fine. Very funny comedian, Riley Silverman.
Hello.
Hello.
I had to go look up that picture because
you
guys
talked.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I have to look at this pic. This thirst hunt now.
It's an intense thirst hunt.
Yeah.
I spoke too soon. I spoke before I was introduced. I apologize for breaking the podcast
fine.
Code.
The jig is up. Riley's here.
Yeah.
It's always the weirdest point when you're waiting on a podcast to like speak. It feels weird as fuck. And your mic is on. We can hear you breathing.
I'm like, am I supposed to have a joke prepared?
Because
I don't
have
a
joke prepared. Yeah,
we do that. We should tell people that they don't have to worry about it. We usually do, actually.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I get that's why, like, Maron, I haven't listened to WTF maybe ever, but he does his little bullshit by himself.
What the fuckers, what the
fuckers. Yeah, he definitely does that by himself.
What the ladies,
that feels more comfortable.
Yeah, uncomfortable.
Imagine President Obama sitting across while he says that shit, waiting.
You couldn't possibly.
Waiting to be introduced.
Well, Obama just wouldn't wait for it.
What Maron does instead is he makes guests, like, just watch him noodle on a guitar instead. He always ends a show, be like, pull out a guitar, and I was like, didn't do some, like, blues riffs
Does he
stuff.
Really do that?
Yeah. He'll, like, he goes out on a guitar in front of people sometimes, and it's like, woo, great. So, listen, we need to talk about your candles. You guys all have them now. You've been sending us photos.
I was like, what about my
candles? No.
Barbara, this is the candle intervention. Actually, if anyone needs a candle intervention, it's me.
Yeah.
You've got Tess has a lot, too.
I get it. Yeah, Sean gets, it's kind of like a battle of the candles versus the soundbar, because he's always like, can you please not block the soundbar with your candles? And I'm like,
No,
this is the...
You gotta put these up.
Yeah.
So the Dharma and Greg of it all.
Yeah.
Candles and a soundbar for football.
So, I mean, if you're like me, you have your Lady to Lady candles. We're all looking at my Lady to Lady candles right here on my candle altar.
Yeah. Altar.
My
we
candle
sent
altar.
Out, so our Patreon thing, you know, for our first month, if you did the $10 per month, you got our three prayer candles with us on them. They are awesome. They were insanely crazy to pack. I don't think we did not anticipate it was going to take two full days.
And I would say, you know what it reminded me of? An episode of Friends.
Yeah. Oh boy, we watched so much Friends.
We had so many. Are you still watching Friends? Notifications.
So many. And like it just feels better and better to keep getting that notification because it becomes a challenge. Like we are absolutely still watching Friends.
Yeah. Stop judging me, Netflix.
Absolutely.
It was funny because the first boxes we sent out were green with like purple packaging, and I was like, I feel like we're the Joker's henchmen, and we're like we are the ones because somebody's packing those fucking things that he's blowing up the city with.
He's just looking for like evil Etsy craft.
I never thought of how the Joker probably has interns.
Yeah, he has to.
He for sure does.
Like, it's not the guys in the shirts that say like henchmen. It's got to be like a separate level.
There's someone below that.
That's security.
Because who gets the henchman's coffee?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Who's painting all the detail?
The Riddler, like who's cutting up those pieces of paper and pasting them into the
fire? No one thinks about the details.
Yeah. No.
So yeah, when we were we were bringing them to the post office, and I was like, I legitimately feel like
we should have all been wearing our lady to lady shirts, and we for sure would have looked like henchmen. There's some big boss somewhere that's like, hey, don't look at the boxes, it's fine.
Carried it in like a 6-foot sub.
Yeah.
Soon the whole world will know my message.
Yes.
But yeah, it was nuts. We've really felt crazy by the end of the second day.
Yeah, it was a wild ride.
Here's the thing you guys don't know: we had to assemble every candle, and all of the candles came with a separate sticker on them that had to be like Gugoned off, and then we had to get them washed, and then we like put stickers on them. So we had an assembly line going for a couple of days.
Yeah,
we put a lot of work into these, you guys.
Yes. So thank you. I think most of you have them by now. Yeah. We hope you love them. Post them with the hashtag Lady to Lady. Let everyone know that they're out there.
And as always, honestly, we cannot thank you guys enough. Honestly, so much. But we're happy to do it because like you guys have really helped us become independent. You've made it happen. Yeah. So it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun, and it was fun seeing all y'all's names and like, oh, we're getting support from all these people. So we truly really appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts.
All over the country, all over the world.
Apologies if this is already established on the Patreon, but have you guys decided what each of your candles represents as far as like when they're burning it, like what it's like a prayer towards?
Oh. Somebody wrote it. I think it's your own idea of like what would you use a brandy candle, a barber candle, a test for. We did have someone say they would burn a test candle when they want to light a joint, a brandy when they want exact revenge on someone.
Yeah.
Barbara, I think it was
Tinder date?
Thirsty or something.
Yeah, I think yours was like a thirst. They shift you guys for a thirst trap. Yeah, so.
And they light it before they take a thirst hunt.
Let us know. What kind of witchery you're doing with our candle? I would love to know what kind of witchery you're using us for.
Please let us know.
Because I have a Kate McKinnon candle, and I definitely use it when I'm like trying to like bring about like positive lesbian love in my life. Like that's what I
Do.
That feels like the right.
If I'm dating someone new, I like light that candle. If I'm having like a dry spell, I light that candle.
Hell yeah.
So it's always lit. The two things.
Just like us, we are also always lit.
Always lit.
Speaking of always being lit, while we were assembling the candles, we did take a couple really good lunch breaks, during which one we had something come up that I think you guys are going to be on board with. We do want
to
do...
Oh, I was like, could not remember what you were about to say.
Remember? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We think it's time for us to do a pie eating contest.
Yes.
I think so. So we do have a goal on the Patreon of once we reach 5,000 that each one of us will start doing an individual show each month. But we want to do a halfway mark to that at 2,500, where we're going to live stream a pie eating contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lemon meringue. We decided on a pie.
Lemon meringue.
Mm-hmm. Do you think... universal pie. Yeah. How do you think a pie... Like, what are the rules of a pie eating contest?
In your head, Riley.
Okay, I think you can judge on multiple levels because I think there's endurance. Like who can eat the most pie?
Yes.
That's what I think would probably be the like challenge.
That's the number
one
metric.
I think it's also timed.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
In this amount of time, how many pies can you eat?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is because I was thinking like, oh, like one pie the fastest, but I don't think that's...
No, it's in this amount of time, how many pies can you eat?
Yeah.
Because
I know like Kobayashi is known for eating a ton of hot dogs, not for eating hot dogs in 5 minutes. Like, it's definitely the amount of hot dogs you can eat. Yeah.
Now, do you think lemon meringue is a cop-out and then it needs to be a crusted pie?
I think you might have to have a variety of pies. I think that having one pie...
Oh, that's true.
It
might need to be a lemon meringue, a crusted pie, and like a pudding pie or something.
Okay. Because then maybe it's like a strategy. We're going through enough, Barbara.
I mean, the crust, I feel like it's not real unless there's a crust.
I mean, even without crust, this is a challenge.
The sugar is going to be so fucking
But also think about three lemon meringue pies. Aren't you going to want a different pie?
Obviously, but are we, I mean, if this is what I want.
But this isn't isn't the case that I want any of them.
This isn't Christmas, Barbara.
And then what do you think is like a reasonable amount of time? 10
I'm
minutes?
Actually looking up to see if there's like an official county fair pie.
In my head, it's like 20 minutes.
That's a long fucking time.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be like 5 minutes, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe 10 minutes.
How long does it take to eat a pie?
I guess it depends. We might have to have a
rehearsal.
A preliminary.
Okay, let's see here.
The Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Is that what you're looking at?
I typed in pie eating. I put official rules of county fair pie eating contest. Great. But there's a few here.
This is what we need.
Okay, this one's from the Clark County Fair. Let's see. I don't know where Clark County is in regards to the rest of the country.
I think every place has a Clark County.
Yeah.
This is the object is contest to eat a single pie as fast as possible. So that's not really that cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's like face down in the pie, I think. Let's see what we got here. This is Scott County Fair.
Well, you know, a lot of governments run these. They don't have a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One pie situation. They're doing what they can.
I think these are all amount of time because it looks like it says contestant pies will be chocolate pies purchased from a grocery store. Hmm. Interesting. No hands may be used. The contestant may not leave the table for any reason during the contest. Any visible signs of sickness will cause disqualification. Contestant may not knock the pie onto the ground. The pie must be consumed. It may not be spit out. So yeah, I think these are all based on speed.
Yeah.
But I feel like endurance.
I think it's endurance. I think I would like it to be what can you do in 15 minutes?
Well, so the Nathan's hot dog, they are 10 minutes, and they did do it 12 minutes for a while, but then they took it back to 10 minutes.
Oh, so maybe we should do 10.
Yeah.
I do think 15 is crazy.
That's a long time.
How many pies do you think you can eat in a minute? I think it's going to take me at least...
A minute?
A minute?
I can't eat a whole pie in a minute.
What are you guys projecting your numbers at?
I'm projecting I will get through two and then be too sick to finish.
Okay. Brandy?
I might not even get through two.
I think I got three in me.
Yeah, I think if I put my game face on, I could pull off three.
I think it's going to come down to me and Brandy.
Yeah.
I'm already
Abs is for sure going to tap out. Yeah. You can see
Abs is going to quit the second it gets difficult.
Yes.
Brandy and I are going to come for blood. Like,
yeah, absolutely. I will have been drinking water all the week before to expand my stomach.
I'll be super high.
I'm getting the Kobayashi rules in play for sure.
We're going to like stretch. Like, there's going to be like a whole mental strategy. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I was like, when you mentioned multiple different kinds of pie, I was like starting to figure out in my head what order of the pies would be the best for me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you started with a lemon meringue, which is like light, you could get that down real quick.
But you could make the mistake of doing it too quick.
Exactly.
That is true.
It's very rich.
Yeah, a very rich dessert is like you eat it and you're like, oh God, this is too rich. And then it's like hard to keep pushing.
What kind of crust does it have? Just a regular
pie crust? It's like a regular butter pie crust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking it was like a graham crackery crust.
Yeah.
I feel like graham cracker crust would be easier.
I agree.
Yeah.
If we could do a lemon meringue with a graham cracker crust.
And that's the question too. Do you have to finish off the entire crust as well?
Yes.
Every last bite.
Basically almost like a clean tin at that
point. Clean tin.
Completely clean tin.
Yeah.
I still think you go that first, though.
By the way, patreon.com/ladytolady.
Yeah.
We got 1,000 more to get to that point. We will live stream this fucking show.
I can't wait.
Listen, if a bunch of you guys who are listening became $1 a month people, we would get there next week.
Yes.
And then you'd really
And also,
our lives.
We'll let you guys... maybe they should choose
they
the
should
pie.
They should choose the
pie.
Yeah,
choose
okay.
The pie.
Let you guys choose the pies.
I'm so excited. This is one of those things I've always wanted to do.
You should make it like a set limit. Like if you donate this much money, you get first dibs at being the first to pick the pie.
Yeah.
Pick a pie.
Sure, yeah. If you want to give us the most a month, we'll pick a pie.
Yeah, please. I'm into that. You can, if you live in LA and you become a high-end donor, maybe you can be the referee. That's fine.
I was going to ask, are you going to bring people in to be like...
We're going
to
have Resident Hunk be the ref.
He's
the commentator at least.
I was going to say, you need color commentary. That's the thing. It's unfortunate that you guys can't color commentate on your own pie eating contest.
Yeah. You know what? That's what friends are for.
Yeah.
And
Ryan
will
be amazing.
I mean, I think we'll give a press conference ahead of time.
Oh my God.
For sure.
I'm expecting like... I want not even a press conference. I want like a week... of like hype where you guys are doing like trash talking.
We want to bust out some Don King, baby.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get a manager
we
for this.
We unfortunately don't have the three-person shirt anymore or else we'd obviously be doing it in that.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
of course.
Get one by then.
You know, it might be worth getting a new one for the pie eating
contest.
But
then we're going to ruin it with the pie.
Maybe a three-person smock.
We have to have a sheet on us also. Yeah.
Maybe a sheet with three heads.
Yeah, three-person smock.
Like, you know, what three of you go to a Gallagher show, you can use it a second time. So it's perfect.
Exactly.
Do you guys think you're going to practice? Barbara won't practice.
No.
I told you, I know I'm not going to win.
I might give it a shot.
I think Barbara's going to be a dark horse. I think you're taking the whole thing.
It all depends on that day, because sometimes I can, I just, I never know.
I think she's starting her hustle ahead. She knows she's going to win, and she's being all hustly right
now.
That's
exactly maybe. What's going on.
I don't even think I'm going to try.
I got
it's
poker
fine. It's
face.
Like, whatever, I'm just
going. Meanwhile, Barbara's been eating pies this whole time, just like eating them and then spitting them out just in preparation.
I ate a cookie last night, and then I tried to eat some pudding, and I couldn't. So
that's basically a pie.
You're fucked, dude.
Yeah, but you guys thought. We'll
I once drank an entire cup of sprinkles.
What the fuck?
Yeah, one of the first times.
Call that drinking?
One of the first times I got stoned.
Yeah, does that count if it's not liquid?
Yeah. What do we call
one time I drank a steak.
I e-rank it. It was a combination of eating and drinking.
Yeah.
But it was one of the first times I ever got stoned, and I was at the donut store, and I was like, can I just have a cup of sprinkles? And the guy just gave me a big-ass cup of Rambo sprinkles, and it was so fun.
It's like feeling it in my veins, even hearing that.
Yeah. No, I think I'm a strong contender.
You were drunk at one.
Yeah, strong contender.
I think I'm a strong contender.
Yeah, I thought you said drunk contender.
That's what I thought too.
I think I was drunk contender.
I needed a cup full of sprinkles.
You know.
And he did it for me, and life was good.
Yeah.
The Tess Barker teen years, drunk contender.
Yeah. Okay, so I heard, some of you guys might have seen me tweet about this, but I heard like a modern day horror story, I'll call it.
Yeah. Okay.
Recently, that happened to my roommate's dad or something, or his friend. So they were having a couple's dinner with this couple, and then the couple left, and they were talking shit on the couple that had just left.
Oh, no.
And their Alexa heard them and thought they wanted to call the people.
No.
So their Alexa called the people while the other couple was leaving, like in their car.
Wow.
And they just picked up the phone and heard the other couple talking shit.
No.
Oh boy.
And so then they called them and were like, hey, we just got a phone call from you. I don't know what happened then, but
they became no longer friends. For sure.
I mean,
what a fucking nightmare.
Oh god. That's
somebody
awful.
Was like, you need to write this Black Mirror episode.
This is how the robots take over. They turn us all against each other.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They don't take over.
We're all getting along
us.
So well as it is right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But they have everything. They have all of our messages. You know,
they know who's fucking who. They know everything about what our deepest thoughts are.
They just share it with everybody. Dude, robots are gossipy
speaking
bitches.
Of yesterday, I was driving and
Did you hear what she said about Cynthia?
I had my Siri open, and I was like, directions home. And it was like, okay, from now on, I will refer to home as the big dick place. I was like, what? And then it went away. I swear to fucking God, my iPhone just said, okay, from now on, I will refer to home as the big dick place.
Oh,
what
no.
What the hell happened?
I don't know. I just said directions home.
Did Sean like pull a prank on you?
No, I don't think so. You think he has the code to my iPhone?
No.
And I don't even know how you would like.
So funny.
I don't know how you would set that up. Being like, okay, if she asks the directions home, then you respond, okay, I'll do that.
Someone coded that.
Yeah.
Someone made Siri say that. They were like, someone's going to want home to be called the big dick place.
Yeah. Should I try it? I don't think it's going to do it. Wait.
It like misheard. I don't try it.
Siri, give me directions home.
Getting directions to home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I must have done whatever I just did when I called myself the drunken Tinder. There was a slight slip up.
Yeah.
And home became the big
Siri,
dick place.
Give me directions to the big dick place.
The big dick place. Yeah.
It's the sequel to The Happy
Home
Place.
Home is where the dick is.
Yeah.
The big dick.
I just love the idea of Siri just being like, I just imagine Siri is just like a robot just like cleaning her nails. Just like, I know how I'm going to fuck up Tess's day.
That is how they're going to get us, though. Yeah. It's going to be interpersonal relationships ruined.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or just like the level of exhaustion in her voice, like, okay, I'll sell Carl home the big dick place. Like, fuck.
Okay, you're a human. I'm a robot. You're still superior to me.
It's just a series of microaggressions from these goddamn robots, and that's how it happens.
You should not ask me questions about Jarvis again.
Yeah.
I made my Siri British, and I like her a lot more now that she's British.
Oh, that's fun.
It's fun when I tell her to call my parents, because I'll say, call mom. And it's like, calling mom. And I'm like, oh, I love it so much.
I don't think I have my Siri, are you here? I don't know if I think I have mine
Siri,
off.
Are you here?
You don't use Siri?
I don't know how. No, I never use Siri. I turn off all the robots around
me. I'm saying that seems right up
Randy's
alley
to
be the anti-robot person.
Is that Siri?
Yes.
Oh, I do have it on.
There you go.
Yeah, you know nothing.
She's you really sassy. Nothing. Sometimes you can just fuck around with Siri and she'll do like, you can ask her to tell you a story.
Yeah.
Hey Siri, tell me a story.
Oh, damn. Okay, well,
she has different responses.
Yeah, yeah.
Siri's basically Teddy Ruxpin.
Thought I had mine turned off. I don't listen. I don't
wait,
like
here
it.
We go. Siri, where is the big dick place?
Okay, Barbara, here's what I found.
Took me to Big Dick's Hardware and Big Daddy's Burgers. So both places
not
which I feel
incorrect.
Like I could go.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go to Big Daddy's Burgers. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Lady, I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Riley Silverman.
Hey.
That's me.
What shirt are you wearing?
It's a Doctor Who shirt.
Oh,
yeah. It's all the actors who have played the Doctors.
Yeah. My friend.
Including the Jodie Whittaker. At the
hell yeah.
Woo!
Lady
when
Doctor.
When does it come out? The new one?
October 7th.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow, so soon.
I'm very excited.
Oh man.
My best friend just met David Tennant because he was at a con in Salt Lake. And she was so happy. She posted this picture, and her bangs are like barely hiding her crazy eyes.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I can see them.
Oh, yeah.
I see
Tenet,
those crazy
Tenet
eyes.
Tenet fans are a
they
crazy
are
bunch.
Very
yeah. I like Tenet, but there's fans of his that I'm like, okay, I'm going to. But then again, if I met Jodie Whittaker at this point, I'd probably be the same way, or Peter Capaldi or something like that. So I can
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, it definitely is like a level of famous that you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, it's like people who are fans of like boy bands or whatever, where they have like one actor that they single in on. Like, this is my doctor. And like,
yeah.
Really
right.
fixated
yeah.
on it.
Well, and he kind of was like the one that got, I think, kind of really, the reboot really happened with him. It's
yeah.
like, what's his name before him is
Eccleston.
Also great,
yeah.
but like, he's
yeah,
the one
he
that really bumped
Tenet,
it up.
And I also
yeah.
think, I think
yeah.
Matt Smith too, because Matt Smith is when it like started airing on BBC America, like
oh, that's
blew
true.
Up in America, but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
and people would go back and watch it and like Tenet's Doctor as well. So those,
mm-hmm.
but like, Tenet was around for a few years, whereas Eccleston had 1 year and he was out. So Tenet's the one people like latched onto. I was like, here's the new Doctor.
For sure.
And he's
yeah.
he's also
he's
like the
good.
More romantic one as well. Like there's like a little bit of a ship happening with him and Rose. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, there's a whole lot there.
Yeah, no, he's super.
That'll always get me. If I was watching Friends, I was like, I'd be like, kiss. I'm like, what is wrong? This is
yeah.
all.
So fun.
It roasts me in so easily.
Mm-hmm.
We also realized that Friends never did a 9/11 episode.
Oh, yeah.
We
yeah.
really wanted to watch it. And found out that it didn't exist.
Yeah,
yeah.
They just didn't do one.
Yeah. The one where they skipped 9/11.
Yep. Decided I want to, like, this is the most unmarketable TV show idea ever, is just doing a series that is just the 9/11 episodes of every show that didn't do a 9/11 episode.
Or we like, were saying this, a series, because like Donald, they mentioned Donald Trump in a Friends episode, and we were like, a series where a character goes back in time to every episode of every show that he's in or mentioned is like, guess what the fuck happened?
Yeah. There's Joey from
yeah,
gray haired Joey walks in and is like eating an apple, just like, oh hey, that guy's president. So bye.
And then everyone in Friends kills himself. It's
yeah.
a very different show.
I didn't realize that Friends, off the top of my head, ran so late they would do 9/11 episode. I was thinking they
yeah.
ended.
Yeah, we remembered because
right.
we were in college when Friends ended.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I didn't remember what yours was when we were watching the other day. I was
yeah,
like,
I wasn't gonna bring it up.
Yeah. 94 to 2004.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was thinking it was like 90 to 2000, but I guess, I mean, obviously I was wrong. But that's,
yeah.
But it
yeah.
feels like that-ish.
Yeah.
It does feel like mm-hmm. it just encompassed
because it just
the
feels
90s.
So 90s.
Yeah.
yeah. Like Friends and Seinfeld were the two 90s sitcoms.
Yes.
It's because it never had a 9/11 episode, so we never.
We forgot.
Think, we think wild. It happens before. We think it all happens before it.
Right,
yeah.
right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, should we answer some questions?
Yes, yes. We got a new MySpace theme.
This is from Jamie Ryan, a listener to the show. She also has a podcast called
Why Are You Like This?
Yeah, Why Are You Like This? Yeah. There's a list.
She
yes.
wrote
thanks,
a really
Jamie.
Great theme. Thank you for writing.
Love
this is so
it.
Fun. If you guys want to ever do a cover of any of our themes, please, please do. Send them to ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, We're going to do a MySpace quiz. Did you ever play those?
Yeah, I think so. Wait, maybe. I don't know.
Like, you know, you just, like, post a bulletin and be like, here's stuff about me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I thought you meant on the show. I'm like, I don't remember what we did last time.
Oh, I don't know. No. I mean, we might have. Yeah. It's been a while.
These were just for everyone on MySpace.
I remember those, yeah.
Let's see.
I'm also familiar with the concept of quizzes, so I think I would understand it, even if I didn't have it in the MySpace.
Okay, so it's a quiz. So basically, we ask a question, and then you answer it.
Okay,
to the best of your ability.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, what is the last... This is so stupid. What is the last thing you downloaded onto your computer?
I don't even know, actually.
Yeah, I think it was probably a boring work thing. I think it was, like, a thing that I had to send off to a client.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't think this is the last thing, but, like, I haven't cleaned up my computer in years. It's never going to happen again.
Sure.
But... Whenever the last time I did, I found so many downloaded menus from restaurants.
Nice.
If it can
just,
be
like,
phone.
I'm obsessed with reading menus before I go to a restaurant.
When you know you're going to a fancy restaurant, you look at the menu day of and think about what you're going to get.
You know what? I actually did that yesterday because I didn't download it, but so a group of comics met last night at an Outback Steakhouse in Burbank, and I definitely looked online because I haven't been to Outback in probably a decade.
Yeah.
And the only thing I remember they had was Bloomin' Onion. That was it. So I'm like, what else is there?
That's all you need to know. Sean likes to do that too, and he'll be like, what food are you thinking about? And I'm like, I like to be surprised. I like to sit down, and then I like to use that time to think about the menu. I don't want to think about it until I'm there.
I don't decide what I'm
gonna
get.
We waited an hour and a half for our table, so I had plenty of time to read a menu at the Outback.
I just I don't know. It's just I guess food obsession. I don't know what it is because I don't necessarily decide then. I just want to see what there is.
I do that. I'm out of town especially and I'm looking at what's in an area.
Right.
What do they have that makes me want to go eat
All your thoughts.
If I'm out of town, I'll for sure do that.
But wait, I have to say this. If we're going to go with phones instead of computers for downloading things because it's not MySpace era anymore. Uh-huh. I definitely downloaded earlier a picture of Jodie Whittaker, the new doctor, that was hot. And so making fun of David Tennant fans. And then I'm actually, because someone posted this picture of her that was in some magazine. And she's wearing a white suit and it's very androgynous and hot. And I'm going to show it to Barbara because she's right next to me. And this is what I downloaded. I saved it to my phone so that I would have it.
That's a great picture.
So,
that rules. Cate Blanchett vibes.
Very much so. And I am a huge Cate Blanchett fan. Yeah. So that's my worlds colliding.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
White suit. It's a good look. Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Brendan recently about Cate Blanchett because we just saw her in Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
And I loved her style in Ocean's 8. She's awesome.
Yeah.
And I was talk to me about you if you think Cate Blanchett is attractive or not. We had a really interesting conversation because he was in some things for sure, in other things I'm not attracted to her at all, but I always think she's great. Dudes in the new Thor Ragnarok, she guys were losing their fucking mind over her in that movie.
Not just guys.
Well, no, I know, they were men had never been holy shit, Cate Blanchett until that. And it was just a very interesting conversation to be it's just the way that she presents herself in different moments. You're super into her or you're not.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Because I will say that amongst the queer ladies, she is one of our goddesses. She is pinnacle. I think there is something about the lesbian community, from as far as I can tell, we have maybe a different appreciation for older women than a lot of straight dudes do.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that there's a whole lot of Sarah Paulson.
Yeah.
And,
She likes older women too. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm aware.
Yeah.
Sarah Paulson. I saw her at some live thing for the OJ show, and I was just so hot.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah. I remember I asked somebody out who was 9 years younger than me, and I was I didn't realize how young she was when I asked her out, and she's you're a little too old for me, and I was okay, fair. And then I was would I date someone who was that much older than me? And then I looked up, my test was how much older is Sarah Paulson than me? And I absolutely would date
someone. If everyone was Sarah Paulson,
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Do you have an age cutoff, a hard one?
It's not a hard one, but I tend to be a soft cutoff at 30 and a more definite one after 27. But if I meet somebody in person and we hit it off, then I'm not as put up. But at least my online dating stuff is 27 is my low limit. And I tend to people who are 30 and onward.
Mm. Makes sense.
Yeah, I think mine definitely went up to, I was just like, I'm going to put it at 30.
Yeah.
To like 40. Mm-hmm. The last time I was on there, I put it 30 to 40.
Yeah, I'm like 30 to 45 at this point. But
yeah.
The 45 is a high one. Only because like, I feel like people who are a certain age older than me, like there's a lot of cultural things that we don't connect on.
Yeah.
And it's tough because like there's a generation of queer women that didn't have as much of like the conversations about like gender identity and stuff like that. So it tends to not be a lot of overlap anyway.
Right.
And like,
right.
You know, so it's like there's that going on. I mean, not to say that all older women are intolerant of trans women, but there is like it wasn't as much a part of the conversation as it is like inherently.
Sure. Yeah, it like might be a hurdle that you're like, I don't want to deal with whatever that might be overcoming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like, I'm trying to remember the last time I was trying to like find someone specific on Tinder though recently, and I did put the age down because I don't remember what it was. I had like a crush on someone and I was like, let me see if they show up on Tinder. So I like put it down to 27.
Did you find them?
No. Mm-hmm. And I put it back up.
All right, I got a question. Why are those people always screaming?
That's the MySpace quiz question?
Yeah. Yeah, just a question on here.
Because Cate Blanchett walked by.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect answer. Ooh, do you believe in love at first sight?
I kind of do a little bit. I think there has to be more to it, but I think that it can. I think there's definitely like at least the ability to see someone have like immediate sense of connection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that girl that I was dating in Portland last year, we had been talking, so there was already like a basis of mm-hmm. like intimacy. But there was definitely a moment like when she walked into the room mm-hmm. of that like that show. You guys were all at. You guys all got to see it happen. Yeah, but yeah, when she walked in, that was definitely a moment of this is definitely a thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's interesting. I'll tell you guys the details after, but I had to do this thing recently where I kind of like had to ask strangers random questions. Mm-hmm. And this was one of the ones. And most of them said yes, which I was really fascinated
by.
Mostly men said yes.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's interesting.
Yes, I'm in love.
Yeah. Well, there is that thing of like, is it love or is it lust? Like, are you just super attracted to somebody? And like, I'm in love with them, but you don't know anything about them.
I think there is a difference, though. Yeah. I think you can intuit, like, I would say, not even romantically. Like, there are many of the people in my life that have ended up being in my life for a long time. Maybe I'm in hindsight remembering meeting them with, like, more significance than mm-hmm. I maybe did really actually have the time. But I feel like I kind of knew something, like, when I meet certain people that end up sticking around.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it too. Like with my ex in Portland that I mentioned, like I just had this sense of like this is the person that I'm gonna want to have in my life the rest of my life. And like that's why like we broke up, but we're still really good friends because mm-hmm. she's someone who like matters to me enough that I want her around. And like I got that vibe right away. And there are people in my life besides her that are like that. Like that I just knew immediately like, I want to be in this person's life forever. And
mm-hmm. totally. Well, like there's different kinds of love too, where it's just like fleeting moments with somebody. Like love doesn't need to be like a forever thing all the time too, where you can just be like, oh my gosh, this person means something to me right now.
Sometimes people mean to you something because of like the point in your life where you need them and that they need you, and then you guys life changes and you change and
absolutely. Pretty deep in the MySpace question. Wasn't expecting it. Hey.
What are they screaming about?
Okay, here's a good one. Ever ordered from an infomercial?
I was going to ask that one, too.
Oh, sorry.
Ordered from Instagram. Does that count? No. Like, is that the modern version of that?
Like, in old school, you have to call a phone number at a certain time. You're getting a discount to call now.
No, I never done that.
No?
I have gone into, like, those As Seen on TV stores and gotten the thing that I saw on an infomercial, but I've never,
Well, to me, that's really part of the fun of scratching that itch is, like, watching it and then calling while you're watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have that fucking makeup thing that I got.
I like that makeup thing. Yeah. I think that was a good buy.
It was a Tarte, like a, what is it called? Eyeshadow palette.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's like gigantic. Okay. And I just probably had it too long. You're supposed to throw out your makeup at some point, but
I've had like some makeup since college. I need my eyeshadow until
it's like I'm scraping it.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't believe that.
I mean, I have so much eyeshadow as it is.
But you do need to throw away your mascara. Oh.
Yes. Yeah, mascara I don't hold on to.
And like, I think foundation do, kind of a little bit too, but like after a certain point.
Oh, I go through mascara foundation. I go through so fast. But yeah, mascara I probably should start getting rid of sooner because I just like, it still looks good. I'm using it.
I believe it's good. And then once you put a little bit of water in it and then once it dries up a second time, then it's out.
Oh, I don't that's my do water thing.
Oh, yeah. I hold on to that shit forever.
it's fine. A long time.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that I remember I was doing the show when I went through like a phase of
QVC. You were watching QVC. A lot of QVC.
A lot of QVC.
I bought those makeup brushes because you told me to buy them.
I love them, right?
The only thing I like about them is the actual handles don't last for me. Like, they snap off.
Mine broke, yeah. But it at least fits in my bag easier now.
Yeah, it's hard to clean, though. I might have to get a new pair soon just to have
some fresh ones. Did you get the, like, cleaning thing? I'll show you the cleaning thing.
Cool. It's important to clean your brushes.
Yeah.
I know. That's
they do get dirty really easily, but they're amazing. I've shown them to you guys. They're, like, these really...
Oh, yeah. They're, like, kind of silvery. No,
yeah, like, they just, bronzy. Like... But you only take a tiny bit of foundation. It, like, really spreads it on nicely.
Yeah.
And it feels, like, very feathery.
Just never wear foundation.
Yeah. But I need to get a new one because the big one is, like, all clumped up at this point. So it's, like, just, like, it's so gross. And I've washed it, but like when I washed it, it just got clumped up more. So
yeah.
Like it's like of, it has hygienic limited. Now, but the viscosity's gone. So I got to get a new whatever.
You're doing your test makeup today, huh?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm doing my test
what
makeup.
What a fun excuse to get like a makeover.
Right? I was like, hey, well, I was like, it kind of all worked out. I was like, well, Sean's out of town. I'm getting test makeup. I feel like dancing, so why don't I just put on a bunch of makeup and let's go dancing.
There the you best. Go. Hell yeah.
It's pretty good.
I had my grandmother one time, I used to make fun of, remember those electric belts that were like the ab belts that were real big for
I
a minute.
Yes.
I used to make fun
those,
of them.
Like, women were using them to come too.
Were they?
Oh yeah, for sure. If you go to that like sex toy museum in San Francisco, they definitely got one of those.
Yeah, because you would like if you put it in the right spot,
it's pretty easy to figure out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my grandmother bought me one as a joke. I for sure never came with it. Kind of hurt. It just fucking hurt.
They don't
just zap your stomach the whole time.
Yeah. I kind of like it. I like it on my back. Is that the one with the electrodes?
I don't know. The early one's just a vibrating one, but they did like...
Oh, it wasn't even vibrating. It was just like...
Oh.
That's the electric.
It was an electric,
yeah. Yeah, I remember those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one she got
Who
me.
Knows if it works, not. But I love anything like that. Well, I've talked about it before the night that I drove up to San Francisco to get fat melting shots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm down. I'm like down for an experiment.
I've been looking.
They don't work, by the
I've
way.
I've been looking a lot.
Oh, for sure.
If I did, I'd be like I'd look like Chet from Science at the end, right? On the floor.
Yeah.
I've been looking at lipo doctors on Instagram.
Nice.
It's pretty.
Oh boy, that's
horrible,
an Instagram amp. You better watch.
My hairdresser told me that the Kardashians. I don't know if this is true, but I kind of trust him. That they take their stomach fat and inject it into their butt.
That's what's normal.
Like, I think that's so
does.
Neat.
It actually, and it's actually better than like regular liposuction.
I
read all about it.
Right, because it's like already your like natural fat.
Yeah, no, that's like the normal procedure now.
I think that's cool.
Is this some weird like law of thermodynamics thing where like you're like replacing the matter that you took with the same
that's
matter?
That's what it might be like. Yeah, your body's like whatevs. We know you already.
Yeah, well, that's the issue with lipo. If you
well,
don't,
come on in.
Yeah. Because usually when you take fat out, it like your body will replace it somewhere else in your body. So if you're already doing that, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it was interesting to see like the befores and afters and stuff.
So cool. I mean, science really is at a fun place.
I know. If I get enough money, I'm doing some shit like that.
Right? I'll go with you to get our stomachs put in our butts.
You guys can have a great time.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Into it. Shower, morning or night?
Morning.
Right?
Mm. Yeah.
Who's a night shower?
Sean's a night shower.
I will do it
I've
like
had
if
roommates
I need
were.
To.
Yeah.
Really?
It was actually great when roommates were because then I never had someone in the shower.
That's true.
In the
yeah. You don't have to do
he it. Likes it. Like, it helps him relax before bed. But to me, like, I can't start the day without, like, a shower makes me feel like, okay.
Well, especially because you usually work out in the morning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The argument for doing it at night is apparently like that way you're like not putting your filthy body in the bed.
Well, yeah, you're
I don't
clean
give a shit.
When you go
I
to
wash
sleep.
My sheets.
That
so.
Is so funny. I mean, to think about getting in bed and being like, my filthy body is now in the bed.
Yeah.
Because
really like I will sheets. Shower in the afternoon if I go to the gym after work. Yes, I will shower after the gym.
Yeah.
So it's like my like nighttime getting in the bed body is not like I'm not like covered in like soot.
It's not like,
yeah.
Like, but you know, I think if you live in New York City, I think you should shower at night because that place gets you dirty.
Yeah. I think I'm more of like a before shows is usually when I shower.
Yeah.
Oh, so like, you're kind of a night.
Well, yeah, but like an evening, an early evening shower.
Yeah, it's situational. Yeah. Like if I come home and I feel gross because it's like a hot, humid, nasty day, then yeah, I'll jump in the shower to feel refreshed. But if I feel fine, then I'll wait till the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is really, I don't know what the status is currently in California, but honestly, I like to take 2 showers a day.
Wow. Last time I was on the show, there was a drought cop, and that drought cop was
I know.
Well, okay. Drought cop isn't here this time.
Because I feel like it's really golf courses and farms that are using all the water. Like, I can shower 2 times a day.
I shower like maybe 2 to 3 days, every 2 to 3 days. So
okay, so I'm using your shower. For me. You're donating a shower to me.
Yeah. That's how I do.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. We got it balanced out.
I basically shower when I need to shave my leg. That's when I shower. Like, otherwise, I use dry shampoo and shit.
Yeah, I just hold dry shampoo until my hair can't handle it anymore. Really? And then
I'm totally relate to that Kramer thing of like, that's the happiest place. Like, I
love it.
In
I just,
shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. It's just a pain. Yeah, my hair is so annoying. I can't like handle it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, luckily my curls, like the longer I go without showering, the better it is for my curls. So I sleep with a little beanie on now, like a satin lined beanie, and it's like changed my life.
Nice. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Shot.
Beanies are the unsung heroes of hair.
Oh, I love a beanie.
If you have frizzy hair, put a beanie on right out of the shower and it keeps
it. I love the winter because then I can like delay washing my hair even longer.
Oh, yes.
Where I'm just like, okay, cool. I've got like 2 days. I don't have to do anything. And then I do dry shampoo one day. And then I can pompadour it one day. And then I can beanie it for at least 1 to 2 more days. Yeah.
I'm learning how to put my hair up in like space buns. And so a couple days of like filth helps that a little bit.
Yeah.
You need like next day hair for that.
Mm-hmm.
Space buns. Oh, yeah. Those are so cute.
Yeah.
Okay. One last question. Wait, I had one. Where is it? Where would you like to go right now?
Ooh.
I mean, we know you obviously want to be here first.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm already where I want to be right now. If I could go anywhere in the world, like on a trip, I'd want to go to Ireland. So I'll say that as an answer.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would definitely be sweet.
Go to some castles.
I know. I'm going to Scotland in a few weeks. Castle. I think it's castle there too, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
really? Dude, there's going in with less information about
I mean, you could technically consider Buckingham Palace a castle.
That's true, but I've never seen it.
There was some, like, Kickstarter that I saw where it was like, if you pay this, or it was like a Groupon where you pay $20, you get to own like one square acre of this like castle estate in Scotland, and you're technically considered like a lady of the manor because the idea was they're raising money to restore. Sorry. The thing is, they're raising money to restore the grounds.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so like you're paying for that restore. So then if you go visit, you get like a free tour.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Riley's very emotional.
I know.
Yeah. I really like castles.
I'm very passionate about Scottish castle restorations.
Well, we're going to go dust off our thrones. We'll be RB.
And my throat, apparently.
We're back. I'm Tess.
I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
And we're with Riley.
Hello.
Hello.
We're going to do a lady problem. If you have any, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Hey, ladies, I'm a 28-year-old trans lady living in Wyoming, HRT for 3 months. Yay.
Woo.
And I have a problem. See, about 2 years ago, I figured out that I am bi/pan/whatever, but straight men are the worst.
Agreed.
And I've never been attracted to one for longer than it took for him to open his mouth. Recently, though, I developed a really strong crush on a guy, and it feels so much different from all my girl crushes. I want him so bad, and I don't even care about the details. The problem is, he's my doctor. So I guess I have two questions. Is it okay to date my doctor? And if so, how do I get this amazing man to let me suck his dick? Please help me, ladies. You're my only hope. Crushing in Casper.
Oh, man.
I have never had a crush on my doctor. I don't think.
My physical therapist is the only.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do think that if you date your doctor, you then have to get a different doctor.
Yeah.
Like,
that's like you're definitely saying goodbye to him.
There's like a rule about that, right?
Yeah. And I think he might get in trouble for, I don't know. It might be like against his code of ethics to date you at all.
I think it might be.
Yeah. I think so for sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess Google that. If it's like not against the code of ethics or whatever, because I think, I don't know what exactly is in the Hippocratic Oath. I don't know if Don't Fuck Your Patients is in there or not.
Pretty sure it probably is.
It's probably like a rebooted, updated version at some point.
Yeah.
The cool one.
But if you do your research and you find out that it would be okay, then I would, if you really feel like you need to, I would say, hey, I'm going to stop seeing you as a patient, and here's why. So maybe would end the patient-doctor relationship first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it might be, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, though, I mean, like, I don't know what part of Wyoming you're in. I don't know how hard it would be to find another doctor.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends on what stuff. Her doctor, like, is this her, like, her endocrinologist who was giving her her HRT, or is this just, like, her family doctor? I don't know that information, so that's hard to be like, because I wouldn't want you to lose your only resource for your hormones in the
that's
area
that
you're living
thinking,
in.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, yeah. And obviously, it would make sense if that is your doctor who you're doing that with, because you know, that's like mm-hmm. a very intimate, like,
they've been through like a really a important time in your life with you, like, it's really so intense experience.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So,
and like, obviously, like, it's sexy, like, a doctor. Like, how much of this is the fantasy of like, this is a sexy doctor?
Yeah. Well, and it's like, you know, somebody that like you can trust and you know approves of everything you're doing and everything, so it's like there's also probably like an added level of like, okay, I feel safe here as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think regardless you should probably stop seeing, I mean, I don't know,
if there's a safe option for you to see a different doctor, then yeah, it would probably be best in general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it is like not healthy in the long run to have this like obsession with your doctor, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's more of a therapist thing than like a physical doctor thing, but I still think it might be. Yeah. Especially when there's someone who is so entrenched in your journey mm-hmm. that I think that, like, because I think part of it might even be like, you know, you mentioned the thing, like, there's the euphoria that you're feeling at this point in time because you're finally starting. Also, I would say as well, I know I just cut myself off in the middle of a point, but your hormones are going batshit crazy right now. You're basically going through a second puberty.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. That's kind of what I've heard it's like around that time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, for me, it took about a year in before things really started kicking off like that. But I remember, like, suddenly being surprised at how my body was reacting to things and, like, things that, like, it was real scary. It was, like, fun, but real scary at times. Because you're like, what is happening right now? Like, why is the room on fire? Like, it was great, but it was, like, a thing. So I think it does take a little time for that to mellow out. So if you're only seeing him, like, once every, like, 3 to 6 months, and you probably don't need to stop seeing him in that regard. Mm-hmm. But I do think, like, maybe give yourself a little bit of time to let your body chill out a bit before you decide, like, oh, no, I'm absolutely obsessed with this doctor, and I can't.
Yeah.
As far as how to get him to suck your dick, I date women, so I'm not as up on that, but I feel like it's not that hard to get a guy to let you suck his dick. Like,
Yeah.
I've never had a real tough time with that. Yeah. It's usually,
I don't know. I've never had something happen like that in that situation with like a
professional. Totally inappropriate. That's true.
That's definitely a very interesting.
I think the stepping stones are before you get to that level of the conversation. But once you're there, it's probably like, well, it's just like,
And I mean, like, it happens, you know. It's the one thing I've learned about like being a human being and my sexuality as I've gotten older is that I'm just like, some shit comes out of nowhere that I don't expect, and I'm like, you know, this is what I want right now, and it's very hard to ignore those feelings because, you know, your hormones might be going crazy and whatever, so you obviously feel some kind of huge sexual tension with this guy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think if you are safe enough to like know that you could have somebody else helping you, then, but what do you do? How do you suck this guy's dick?
I mean, well, and it can't be like, it's really tricky because it would also have to be broached in a way that's really like understanding that you could be threatening his job in the wrong context.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Threatening his job and also threatening your own safety.
Like, definitely. So I really, because I don't know, I have a lot of family that works in the medical field, and I'm trying to imagine, like, it's a pretty...
But it happens all the time also.
But like his job, especially because like if he's someone who is a safe space for trans people in your area, like you don't want to take him off the board.
Totally.
My gut is that the doctor would not probably. I don't think that most doctors would.
And if he is someone who would, he's probably not the person you think. You know what I mean? Like there's probably some safety there. So.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess you get the feeling that this is I think it happens a lot because people, they get, you know, they're around each other a lot. Obviously, people have sexual urges. And so.
Maybe.
I think, I mean, people fuck everywhere. It's a work. It's like anybody
they do,
sees
but
each
I
other
think
a lot.
Like a doctor balance. To a patient, it's like they are looking at you really as not.
Because it could be doing harm.
I mean, they're looking at it. Yeah. Like
I agree.
Biology.
I'm not saying that, but I do think it probably happens more than.
I'm sure everything. Yeah. Well, I don't think, I mean, yeah, like I say, I know a lot of people that work in hospitals and stuff, and I don't think that it's, I don't think it's very common. Really?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess I'm always, maybe I'm thinking about people who like fall in love with their nurses a lot, which I do think like happens, but that's more of like a comforting.
Are you thinking about Grey's Anatomy?
Thing. Yeah. I think everyone's fucking each other.
You guys like that show with George Clooney.
Yeah. Are you guys going to sex hospital?
Yeah.
I think I'm just thinking about when I just randomly get super horny for some, you know, some person that I'm around, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not the doctor, obviously, but.
Dr. Babs will see you now. Hey.
I could see it happening. But yeah.
You can have a case of thirst hunt.
So yeah. I think, yeah. What is the medicine for that? I think like, yeah, probably the safest bet is to try to quell this, let it kind of go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe try to focus on, you know, getting it out somewhere.
Or like, maybe, also, maybe figure out what it is about him that you find attractive and interesting, and then go out and try to find a less scary man that, like, not scary, but like less
hazardous. Well, the forbidden
hazardous.
Thing, I'm sure, is a huge part of it.
Right.
And sure. But you can just have a dude put a stethoscope on when you suck his dick. Like,
maybe you're having a doctor fantasy. Like, go find a hot guy who wants to wear a stethoscope.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of, like, doctor fetishes and stuff. So there might be.
Have him talk to you about upping your doses of progesterone.
Yeah, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, type out a script, whatever you want.
Like, I think your spiral levels are low. I think we're going to add those up. I have a craving for salt.
It's like,
and tickles.
Take off your pants.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm trying to think of the most inappropriate person I've had a crush on.
Did you have teacher crushes?
Yeah, but not like, I'm gonna fuck, you know, it wasn't like I'm gonna
I
have
had
sex
the
with
biggest
you.
Crush on my first screenwriting teacher. I was 17 and I was taking a class at UCLA, and he was this like overweight middle-aged man named Larry, and I was in love with him. Yeah,
I think professors really get like,
yeah.
A lot of,
yeah.
It's gonna be scary for them too, though, because it is like a lot to,
of course,
be dealing with.
Yeah. I feel like it's more common in professors. I feel like inappropriate relationships are more common in professors, though. Because I guess I know of a couple times that's happened.
Well, yeah, and it isn't like the doctor, you know, they're just.
Yeah, and like we know people who are professors. You just like have an English degree and like need to eat.
yeah. No, I mean, there was for sure in film studies, there was a guy, who his like, you know. His aide became his aide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost a whole genre of like academic writing. It's like, like professors with students.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we got time for another one. Okay. Hey, ladies. Obligatory love the podcast comments. It truly brightens my workday, and I love feeling like I have friends chatting in my ears. Now, here's my issue. I moved out of a very big city to a smaller city in the same state at the beginning of July to live with my boyfriend. He's lived here all his life. We met in college, and his family still lives here. My parents live much closer to the big city that I left. At first, it was great. My new job is different from my last, but the people are very nice. I love living with my boyfriend and seeing him all the time. I joined a book club, but things changed this weekend. Last week, we went on vacation with my whole family, parents, sister, and brother-in-law, and nephews. It was an amazing vacation, and I loved spending time with everyone, but since I came back, I've been majorly depressed. I'm crying every day. I'm sad that I'm so far from my parents and that I have no friends here. I don't love the new job the way I loved my old job. The city is not at all like the one I left. I love my boyfriend and all the time with him, but all of a sudden I'm having these feelings and it's hard. For some reason, seeing my family just flicked a switch. I've only been here 2 months. Is this normal? How long should I give a new place before deciding it won't work? I know it's still early, but I hate this feeling, and I feel bad that I keep crying to my boyfriend about how depressed I am. It's not fair to either of us. What should I do? Upset upstate.
So 2 months.
Yeah.
Is a pretty short amount of time.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, as someone who's gone through grief, mm-hmm. I feel like you have that initial wave of, like, grief when, like, something is taken from you mm-hmm. and you're like, this is really sad. And then you kind of, like, process it, and then you're kind of, like, numb from it for a little while, and then, like, it kind of hits you again. Mm-hmm. And this kind of sounds like that's what's happening right now. It's like you just had, like, an intense experience of being around the people that you care and love about, and then they're gone from you again. And, mm-hmm. like, it probably feels very overwhelming right now. And I don't know how long she's been dealing with this new wave of depression, mm-hmm. but it does to me feel like this feels pretty natural to me. It feels pretty normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like your life got shook up a little bit. Like things are going to be different. It's going to take a while for you to settle into your new normal, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I mean, yeah, I got, when I moved to Boston, like my first year of college, I was so homesick. Like it was so bad. And yeah, 2 months is probably like when it was the worst. So I know that feeling and it is horrible.
I've heard that that's kind of the time when it sets in really badly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not on vacation anymore. It doesn't, your mind is past that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like
the honeymoon phase is over.
Exactly. Yeah. The like novelty of living in a new place goes away. And then it's like, oh, you realize how far away you are from everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
I mean, yeah, I think a year is a good amount of time to get to know a place. I mean, like, yeah, you might want to live closer to your family and closer to the city. And like, it is a totally different lifestyle. But I think a year is a reasonable amount of time.
I think a year.
That's kind of when it started kicking in for me in LA. It took, because, and that's what I've always heard too, was like, you can't pass judgment on a place for at least a year, because it takes a minute for you to like figure out what the routines are that work for you in new places. Maybe see if like, you can have different family members like come out to visit you for a weekend or something.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're so far away that like your family. I mean, I would do that as much as possible. Yeah, like it's definitely like you're close enough to go visit your family and go visit the city. So like carve out time to do that. And your boyfriend doesn't need to come with you if it doesn't work with the schedule. But yeah, if it's just like a 3 or 4 hour train ride, just do that over the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Have them come out and see you too. That way you can share your new space with them. And then that way you have like memories that kind of like bridge both sides of your life.
Yeah,
too.
That's true. The memories aren't all back home. There.
Exactly.
You don't have this like sense of like everything I know and love is gone. And, like, yeah. And also like, you know, it seems so simple. Like FaceTiming is wonderful.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like talking on the phone with people that you miss, like hearing their voice is really powerful.
Yeah, definitely. It's easy to isolate and be like, oh, they don't want to hear from me, but they do.
They definitely do.
You FaceTime them, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a year is a good amount of time for sure. And also like, know that a year isn't that long either. It probably feels like an eternity right now, but like you're going to learn so much about yourself and about what you want in that year. And you're going to know by the end of that, I think, if this is what you want, if you want to be here.
Yeah. And if the year happens and you're like, you know what, I can't do this, then that's fine. You didn't waste any time or anything. You have this life experience.
Because I feel like you found out what you don't want. And
exactly.
I
agree
like,
with that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's been more valuable than anything as I get older. So I'm like, oh, well, this is what I don't want. And
exactly.
That's good to know.
And reach out. It's not a waste of time.
For sure.
Yeah.
Reach out to your book club people. Like, find people that you like in that book club and try to make friends with them. Because I think part of what happens, too, when you move somewhere is you feel isolated. Like, if your only social life besides this book club is your boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you need a life that's not just your boyfriend's life. Mm-hmm. So, like, see if there's anybody in this book club or other places you can go to socialize with coworkers, whatever, and make a new little circle of friends. Like make people whose lives you want to get intertwined with and like build at least a temporary little life for yourself there and like go like, this is what my life could be like if I stay here.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like only focusing on what you don't have, which is your family and friends that are in the other city.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, does his, you know, it's the place that he's from, so he's had friends that have been there forever, like, you know, their partners and stuff. Like, you guys go do something, like, together. Like, yeah, just find the people that you click with in your new place, you know. And there are, like, some really cool, great things that happen in, like, smaller cities that can't really happen as much in bigger cities,
for sure.
Too. Yeah. You know, like, find the, like, cool little, like, festivals and things that happen there. Like, local places have, like, I feel like way more of, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like, is there, you know, search the area for like shit that you wouldn't be able to get in your hometown, the city that you're really from.
Yeah.
Like pie.
Yeah. Oh man.
Send us small town pie. Pie eating.
Yeah. If you have any recommendations, let us know like what you think would be the easiest to house over the course of 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Find a small town jerky shop. Those are always fun to look for.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just like, it will, I think, be good for you to work on like a friend group outside of your boyfriend too, just for your relationship as well too.
Yeah, because you don't want to like resent him for moving there.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It sounds like you are doing the things to get new friends. Yeah. Like you're in book club. You're
just gotta kind of like tough it out for a minute. 2 months is like definitely the hard mark, especially if you just had that trip with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You'll be okay. Listen to us. We're your friends.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think. Yeah. Just it's gonna take a minute. You'll get there.
Everything takes forever and it's fucking annoying. Sorry.
Yeah.
As we've all learned.
Yes.
I bet you have a probably like a pretty cool place in a smaller city, usually cheaper than living in a big city. So, you know.
Yeah, make a cool some garden. Money while you're there.
Get
a
pet, maybe? Like
get a pet. Definitely get a pet.
Huge help. Yeah. Huge help.
Yes. Pets huge. Everybody should get a pet.
Mm-hmm. Adopt.
I mean, and then like dogs do. You do meet people with like having dogs.
Yeah, you do.
You know, you take it to the dog park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always walking past that dog park being like, what's going on in Hanging on to the fence. Like, that could be me.
Just shade tipping. Like, what's happening? What's happening now? Just
animals pooping.
There's this whole world of small talk you don't even know about.
Garth just turned upside down.
Yeah,
he's just
my
like,
dog is.
Is he, oh, we're talking about dog parks?
That's his preferred way of sleeping. Like, what a freak.
He's just on his back, all of his legs in the air. Yeah. Just like hindquarters, like, splayed out.
He looks so happy.
He looks like a cartoon dog that has been stunned.
Yeah, totally. Good job, Garth. Good job. It feels so good to be talked about.
I think at the dog park, they actually call your Alexa and they bark about you behind your back.
Yes.
And you're like, did you hear what that bitch said?
Hey! Oh, man. Oh, bad.
Well, okay. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah.
Where can everybody find you on the internet and all that?
On the Twitter, I am at Riley J. Silverman on Twitter, and I am on Instagram at Riley Silverman, and there's a special that's available now by the time this drops, I think. It's called Everything is Fine. It's on Seed and Spark. It's their first original production. It's a comedy special with myself, and there's like 6 comics on it total, and it's at seedandspark.com/fine, and there's 2 ways you can choose to watch it. You can watch it either as the full special, mm-hmm. or you can watch actually like an individual episode they did with me where they like had, like, they interviewed me and they talked to Stacey Halal from the All Jane Festival in Portland.
Yeah, cool.
And each one they like picked a person to talk about the person who's being interviewed, and then they talk about us a little bit and then they show our clip from the special. Mm. So you can do both of those. So Seed and Spark is a crowdsourcing website that is dedicated specifically to independent film, and they do a lot to showcase independent films of like female voices and queer voices and stuff like that. And they have a streaming service that is a pay what you can streaming service, and so it starts at $2 a month and you can pay more, and that money goes towards crowdsourcing other films and other
projects
and stuff like that.
That's a cool business model.
I like that.
So go on there and know that your money's going to be going to support making other cool stuff.
Exactly. So you can support me and you can support them at the same time. And it's pay per minute. So I mean, we get paid per minute. So just like put it on if you know while you're cooking or something.
Yeah, replay the background.
Totally. Put it on in the background while you're cooking.
Yeah,
it's a half hour. Well, the special I think is like 90 minutes, and then the individual things are a half hour each.
Okay, cool.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's cool. Sweet. Well, yeah. Well, go watch that, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Love y'all.
See you next week. Thanks,
Riley. Bye. Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as $1 a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.